Today is Vishwarupa Mahotsav, the celebration of sannyas being taken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother. Vishwarupa was a expansion of Lord Nityananda and Supreme Personality of Godhead, but like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to do just a little later in his life, he also set the example that in the ultimate issue, everyone has to give up whatever attachments they have to this world, whatever responsibilities they have to this world. And like the gopis answer the call of the flute, Vishwarupa was very beautiful, very gifted, learned, but he was completely detached. And by the association of Advaitacharya and the Vaishnavas in Navadvip, he decided that he would leave his loving mother, father, and his wonderful younger brother, Nimai. And therefore, just as those who want to take sannyas do, one day he just disappeared and was heard of no more. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the same path, although he was peacefully lying by the side of his beautiful wife, and his loving mother was present, although he was surrounded by so many wonderful devotees in Navadvip who cared for them, cared for him, and he had obviously every necessity that he could desire. But for the greatest service of mankind, to again set that example of renunciation, which is the beacon, the emblem of the Varnashram system, that ultimately we are passing through these stages of brahmachari and grihastha and varnaprast to ultimately give everything up. And when one gives everything up, whether formally by embracing the sannyas ashram or within one's heart by sarvadharma parityaja, by giving up all other material attachments and encumbrances, one then enters into the realm where there is no matter, there is no material attachment, into Vaikuntha, the place where the only object of attachment and attraction is Krishna himself. And certainly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas caused great pain to his associates, caused great pain to his mother, but to speak of his wife, who was never able to speak to him again in the future. But still, such things have to be shouldered for the sake of the Lord's service. And Srila Prabhupada considered that the prospect of sannyas was, in his words, horrible. He was horrified. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his dreams, repeatedly kept inviting Srila Prabhupada to take sannyas, Srila Prabhupada was horrified. Actually, I've had experience even in India, in Bengali families, and even in the UK, mentioning such a thing as taking sannyas. It's like people just they want to hush you up, and it's as if you mentioned some kind of bad thing. It's as if you whistled or called upon ghosts. Just saying the word sannyas is a bad thing. People don't want to hear such a thing that, oh, someone in the family will become a renunciate, will enter into the renounced order of life. Anyhow, but despite that Srila Prabhupada was terrified, Krishna ultimately directed him in such a way that he was separated from his family. He'd already broken within his heart his relationship with his wife for her selling his Srimad Bhagavatam. His children weren't of any assistance to his service to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. His business has failed. Yasya hamanugrahami harishya taddanam shanai. Krishna takes everything away from his devotees, makes them penniless, fully dependent on him, and rejects for the rest of society. Srila Prabhupada found himself in a similar situation, and finally, when his godbrother Keshav Maharaj approached him, that you should take sannyas. If someone wants to be a preacher, then they should be in the renounced order of life. And Srila Prabhupada therefore made that formal step, which he saw as being a realization of the instruction Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him in his dream, and he saw that his spiritual master was actually instructing him and acting through his godbrother by asking him to cement his commitment to the preaching by saying goodbye to everything else that he had known within this world. And we need to be ready to do that. We need to recognize that is what our lives are also going to be about, whether we become officially sannyasis or required to be sannyasis within. But whenever we see a sannyasi, we should remember that, yes, I also have to give everything up, and I will. Krishna will certainly, if he favors me, he will put me in a position where I'll have nothing and no one to depend on other than him. The gopis were not brahmanas. Obviously, they were not qualified to enter into the sannyas ashram. Still, they left everything behind. They followed the sound of the flute. So in the same way, when the attraction of Krishna's flute becomes so powerful that it draws us to him, when all other attractions, all other objects, persons, lose their ability to attract our mind, then that is really sannyas or satnyas. Anashrita karma palam karyam karam karoti asa sannyasi cha yogi cha chaninagni na chakriya. No desire for fruit of work, no enjoyment, no liberation, just let Krishna be happy. And with that type of empowerment, with that type of purity of heart, there's no obstacle to meeting Krishna. Those sadhaka gopis who were not perfect, who still had some material taint within their heart, they were not able to actually meet Krishna because they did not have fully spiritual bodies. And their in-laws, husbands, kept them within the confines of their home. In the same way, we're kept within the confines of this material world, and we can't really come to Krishna unless satnyas, unless we've given everything up for the sake of sat, for the sake of Krishna. And that giving up is not a matter of external formality, but it's a matter of a change of heart, a purity of heart. So go in that direction. Our meditation should be that we're going in that direction. Remembering this day is that Srila Prabhupada is giving us an inspiration to also follow in his footsteps. He wanted his ladies, his grihastas, his sannyasis to all be renounced within. And we must also remember that Prabhupada gave the renounced order of life, although we see that so many devotees had difficulty with it, in order to keep this beacon in front of us, that ultimately human form of life and Krishna consciousness is meant for giving everything up, following the call of the flute.